Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Languages and Literature Research, Volume 10, and Issue 1. It was published on June 29, 2025. The title of the article is The Morphophonemics of Tense and Aspects in Wana Dialect of Egan Language in Contrast with English Language. The authors are 1. Montiai, Rebecca, Sunday, from the Federal University of Education, Pangshan. 2. Professor, Odewale, A. Alebi, from the Department of English Faculty of Arts, Nasarawa State University, Kefi. Abstract of the article. This study examines the differences and similarities in the morphophonemics of tense and aspects in Wana dialect of Egan language in contrast with English language. The study adopts the contrastive analysis theory and Reichenbach theory of tense to describe the tense and aspect of the two language of study. Data is collected from community meetings attended by the researcher as a passive observer. Structured sentences of the native speakers of Wana dialect of Egan language from villages Kabuwana, Tipa and Aruwawayo are translated to English language and analyzed through the use of qualitative data analysis method. The analysis reveals that there is a marked difference in the morphological and phonemic processes of the two languages. Although the two languages have two basic tenses, there are still differences between the two. English has the present and the past tense, Egan has the future and the non-future tense. In English language, tense is typically a morphological category of the verb. Verbs in English undergo the process of inflection for both regular and irregular verbs to form the past and present tense. The verbs are inflected for person, number, and tense through the use of suffixation. Thus, it is possible to have morphological changes on the verb to form the present and the past tense in English but not future tense because there is no morphological change to indicate the future. Egan language like English has two basic tense distinctions. The future and the non-future but tense in Egan language is not morphologically marked. Tense is marked by tone changes on the verb agreement prefix. The future is marked by H, high, tone and non-future is marked by M, mid, tone on the agreement prefix which always reflects on the verbs. The prefixes are the Egan vowel phonemes made up of a 7-vowel system. Understanding or lack of understanding these differences in the morphological process of the two languages can serve to enhance or impede the learning of English as L2. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in Greener Journal of Languages and Literature Research. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.